What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
We're rolling.
Dang. That's what that looks like.
Why don't you tell me?
I'm happy she...
I tried. Yeah, I'll just say this one. All right, got a little hat on again, y'all. It's the same day if you saw me in that other hat.
We're happy that you changed hats. We are grateful.
But then it's like we got one more episode.
And I hope you keep that hat on. Because the other was not on our turn. I'm in the same clothes. I forgot to change.
It's okay. You want to? You're fine. Find me. No problem, y'all. We are here. Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And we're back.
I almost lost it, so I had to keep the breath.
We're back, y'all. We're in the A-Town. What have we been doing?
A-Town was going down.
We did InvestFest.
InvestFest was so
It was so
dope,
good.
Bro.
It was so good.
I was like, we can do this.
We can do this.
I was like, bruh.
We were on a little pie stage. It wasn't little. It was probably like 400, 300 people on that stage. But, you know, they had 20,000 people.
Total at InvestFest.
The main stage where, you know, Steve Harvey and Diddy and all everybody else. It's like, we're going to be there next year.
That's fine. He put us on the little
baby
stage.
That's fine. Put us on the baby stage. That's fine. That's fine with me. I'll go.
It was fine with me.
I'll go.
And people loved it.
They loved it.
And the guest that we have today was actually our guest
on the stage
for InvestFest.
InvestFest.
Our good friend who has good energy, good vibes,
good hygiene. You smell good when I hug you.
He got good money.
He got good money. He got nice teeth. Nice good teeth. It helps.
He's just... good.
He Mr. just good. Good energy. Alex himself. Good energy.
Yes.
Y'all,
we meet
virtual
again.
Claps.
We meet again. Yeah, InvestFest is crazy.
It was so crazy.
That was my third one, and this year was definitely the best one for sure.
We're so thankful that you joined us up there, because I feel like it helped bring such a healthy balance to what InvestFest was.
Yeah.
Being able to incorporate the financial end, entrepreneurships, relationships. And so we wanted to bring you back because we just enjoyed that conversation so much. We wanted to get that to our audience because they weren't able to be there. So
wow.
Thank you for coming.
It's an honor to be here,
We love you, by the way. This is our friend.
Like, he is so cool. We've been to his house.
He told me I got the key.
He did?
He did.
Wow.
I ain't got to be there. Just pull up. I trust you.
He has a resort, y'all.
Resort. Estate.
It's an estate.
This man has lions in his backyard.
He has a DJ booth in his basement.
He has an electrician.
And a bar. And like...
and a hookah lounge.
Yeah, it's insane.
I don't even smoke hookah, but when I go down there, I'm like, pass the hookah.
For sure.
Can I get the backstory to it?
Go ahead.
So I call it the Pandemic Proof House.
Oh, wow.
My house is inspired by the pandemic. I was... when we was locked down... in 2020, I was in my condo. I was in a 2-bedroom condo, and it was nice, but it was like small. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For the circumstances, I had to stay in the house, and I almost went crazy. So I bought my house at the end of 2020, and I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna set this house up to where we ever
shut down
again.
I have everything I need.
And literally, you have everything.
Everything that I enjoy, I have. I created it in my home. Only thing I was missing was one thing. I wasn't able to create a bowling alley.
But I'm sure you could probably
add it.
You have so
much
plate.
My contractor said no.
He's like, no.
But, you know, I like to go watch movies. I did the movie theater.
At the movie theater. You got a barbershop.
Got a barbershop. Get my hair cut. You know, nightclub. I like to party. So I got my own nightclub at the house. Game room.
You have an aquarium in your shower. So that's fine.
Insane. Putt, basketball.
You
pool,
have an aquarium in your shower?
I want to do something different.
You thought he was going to be like, it ain't all that.
No, he said, actually, it's an aquarium.
It is.
I like to watch HGTV. Like, that's like what I watch the most. Like, those like $1 Million Mansion tours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just like see stuff and I get inspired.
Okay.
But I haven't seen this. I was like, I want to do something with my bathroom. I gutted out my whole bathroom and I put an aquarium on the back wall. So like when you're taking a shower, you feel like you're in an aquarium.
Come but on, an ocean. Yeah.
So it's almost done. I'm excited. I think I might post insane. That.
That's crazy. It's we insane. Love your house.
Yeah, you need to have a sleepover over there. Keep, I know for sure. It's like, Alex, can we
have a sleepover?
Do you feel like you're going to be, because I really am into home renovation. Yeah, I think it's so fun. Yeah. But I feel like you get into it and it's like there's always something else to do.
And then
do
you
feel
like you're doing it, it's like.
It's so bad. I literally.
You want something else.
I spent more on my renovation than my whole house cost.
Oh, wow. After seeing your house in the
it's
back.
So
I'm
bad.
Like, yeah.
It's so addictive. It's addicting. Always something.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. I'm you know, it's a great investment. You know, you get the equity. And so my mentor says it all the time. Your real estate is your best investment. Like you're sleeping on your money every night.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The money's in the bricks is what he says.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's one of the best investments I've made. And I'm proud of every dollar I spent. Yeah.
So tell us how you got to this point of being financially free and financially stable. Because you're like an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of stuff. And, you know, you got new investments, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. Some big, dope new investments. Big name people. But how did you get to this point? Because you didn't just wake up one day and was able to build a multi-million dollar house, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Man, I always got to shout out my guy, Buck, Dwight Ruzel, I'm going to say his name. About 20 years ago, he fired me. He fired me. And it was when I had just got my first house. I was renting. I had just got my first car, first time really having big boy bills. And he fired me right when I achieved those things. So it left me in a very messed up space because now I got bills. I'm making about $1,000 a week at this telemarketing job. And I'm thinking like, yo, I'm a man now. And then I get fired. And I just never forget when I was driving home that day, I was on 400 South and I said it out loud in the car. I was like, yo, I'm never going to work for nobody again because I didn't like the fact that somebody had that much control over my destiny. Mm-hmm. I felt like the rug was pulled up underneath me. So it was at that moment that it was personal for me that I had to not only become an entrepreneur, but I had to become successful. Mm. It was like a chip on my shoulder.
Mm. How did you know which direction to go into with entrepreneurship? Because that's a lot of our viewers.
Yeah.
And even with some people that are trying to find their purpose and stuff, like where do you know, how did you know where to start with entrepreneurship? You're like, I'm never working for nobody else.
Yep.
But what did that look like? That's what did question. Stepping into that look like?
Because I don't think everybody needs to.
Yeah. Absolutely. Don't do that now. We're not saying quit your job.
Absolutely.
And live under a bridge. Don't say KFS said.
Do not say that. We said that.
You know.
These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys listen. If I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's prolonlife.com/totality for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show. Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show.
And I didn't agree with that. I don't think everybody wants to... should be an entrepreneur. I don't believe everybody should be a CEO. I don't believe everybody, they say they want it, but once you really get in that position, it's a lot of work.
Everybody can't be an entrepreneur because who's then going to work for the entrepreneurs?
Then who's going to work? Right? Yeah.
Just being real.
Yeah.
Mine was so crazy and organic how I became an entrepreneur. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was driving around. I used to live in Gwinnett County during this time, and I was driving around looking for something to eat. True story. I was looking for Carrabba's. This is the restaurant I was looking for because it was there. And when I got there, it was like construction. I'm like, damn, they moved Carrabba's? So I walk in the building and I'm like, where the heck did Carrabba's go? It was just here like 6 months ago. And then never forget this Asian guy, Mr. Moon, walked up to me. He said, can I help you? I said, yeah, what happened to Carrabba's? He was like, I bought it and I'm building a nightclub now. I was like, oh, wow. He said, are you a promoter? And I was like, yeah. Right? Real story. So he's like, yeah, I'm looking for promoters. But I always see people that do parties, and I thought it was so cool. And I always thought I could do it because it's like it looked fun. I had a lot of friends. So I was like, yeah, I am a promoter. He was like, yeah, we're looking for promoters. What night would you be able to do? And I was like, I could do Thursdays. Let's do Thursdays. So
that's crazy.
The grand opening was like 6 weeks from then. So now I'm a promoter, right? So I'm like, all right, let me give it a shot. So I literally called up all my friends. I told everybody, I said, look, man, I need y'all to come to this party and bring $10 with you. Okay. Reached out to about over 200 people. Then I had like a few $1,000 to my name. I ain't gonna lie, because I was making $1,000 a week, but I wasn't saving it because I'm thinking there's another $1,000 around the corner.
About to come.
So I think I probably had about 4,000 and some change, but I used 500 of that and I printed up 10,000 flyers. I caught up all my friends and I had the date, and the name of the party was Stepping Out Thursdays. I never forget, we stepping out on Thursdays, right? So the night of the party came and everybody for the most part showed up. I told everybody to pay. I like, if you rock with me, pay
you $10. $10.
I'll pay nobody in for free. And I was able to make my money back that first night. It was a good night. Made my money back plus a couple more. And then the following week, I'm like, damn, what am I gonna do next? And they was like, the grand opening hype was over. So it's like, what you gonna do next week? This is every Thursday.
Yeah.
So real quick story. I went to Buckhead. This is when Buckhead in Atlanta. I don't know how long y'all been in Atlanta, but we used to have in Buckhead, it used to be parties every weekend. It was like 30 clubs in the city. And I ran into Brian from Jagged Edge and I asked him, I said, yo, I need you to come to Gwinnett and do this party with me. Like, I need you to come host this party. Mm-hmm. And he was like, He was like, what's your budget?
For sure, what's the budget?
For sure.
I hate that question.
What's your budget?
I love to ask it.
Yeah. Love to ask it. Hate to get it.
Yeah. And he told me what he normally tried. I said, I ain't got that, my boy. I said, but I said, it's a good crowd. I think that if I give you half the door, just pull up, man. I need you. And he was like, all right, we'll be there. And I never forget, I was so excited that I left without even getting his phone number. Yeah, so
excited.
I left, didn't get his phone number, but he looked me in my eyes. He knew where it was at. He was like, I know that area. And I believed him when he said he was going to come. And I told him where it was at. So I literally just on faith went ahead and just printed the flyers again.
And promoted him.
Printed out 10,000 flyers. Wow. I put the whole group, though. And like, so again, I put the whole group. Right?
You said they all coming. And I put the whole group.
I didn't say which one.
Yo.
I said, use your imagination.
Real quick story. This is how everything started for entrepreneurship for me. Literally that week, that you know, I was scared because I ain't had no contact for him. But I was like, yo,
he coming. Better show up.
So I hired these little boys. They hit up all the neighborhoods. Like this before, like online marketing was heavy. This is when you had to hit the streets.
But even now, I feel like that's still like so important.
Yeah,
hit the streets, yeah. Not just using social media.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But that's all we had. I didn't have a quarter million followers on Instagram at this time. This is like MySpace days. So we hit all the neighborhoods on that block where the club was at. You know what I'm saying? You know how you used to go home and see the Chinese menus in your door?
Mm-hmm.
We hit the doors like that. We hit every cars, every barbershop, the malls. Like we went crazy. And I'll never forget that night, man. The night came. I got to the club about 10 o'clock and the line was around the building. It's the first time there was ever a celebrity in Gwinnett County.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get there and it's like, now I'm scared.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Yo, the line is around the building, 10 o'clock, doors just opened.
Lord.
So we get in there, I go inside, then about 11 o'clock, we're at capacity. Line still around the building, cars still flying in the parking
lot. Where is this dude at?
About 12:30 hit, I go outside, and I'm hearing people in the line like, man, it's 12:30, man, the boys ain't coming, man. I hear them chitter-chatter, but they don't know I'm the promoter. I'm literally just walking around, and I'm hearing this.
Until he gets there.
So at this point, I don't know whether I need to just, you know, get the money and run.
For sure. See ya.
Or they're going to beat me up at the end of the night. So, yo, long story short, by 1:30, I think it was, man, this G-Wagon and the CLS pulled up. And these one of them cars that just came out.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is that? They pulled up. And I never forget, man, I saw Brian from Jagged Edge hop out that car. It was like like a kid seeing Santa Claus.
Yep.
He hopped out. I think it was him and his brother. And I was like, wow, they showed up. And that night, I probably did about $15,000.
Wow.
Most money I ever made in my life.
Wow.
And we had a 4-year run at that spot. I had one of the biggest parties on Thursday nights for 4 years straight.
Wow.
And that's what introduced me to entrepreneurship. That's what introduced me to, you got to eat what you kill.
Yeah.
No guarantee paycheck. Yeah. You got to go out there and hustle.
Check.
You get what I'm saying? That showed me how to have staff, security, police, DJs, promoters. Like I was doing payroll. Like that was the first time I had to control people.
Mm-hmm.
So that experience like really, really. And then I was hosting my own parties. I was on the microphone because I remember a DJ was DJing one night and the crowd wasn't dancing. I'm like, yo, like this, nah,
what's
I
need them to party. Yeah.
So I got on the mic like, yo, where my birthday people at? Like, yo, we gonna get this. We ain't doing none of that bougie stuff tonight.
Yeah.
And the party went crazy. And ever since then, I started hosting it every Thursday. And then from there, AG Entertainment called me like, yo, I heard you out here rocking them parties. I need you to come host Compound. I need to come host Velvet Room.
Wow.
So now I go from that to hosting the biggest
parties. Compound
days. I'm talking about when Compound was Compound.
I must have been, I don't know, I was on them tables. I didn't even know he was hosting.
I was hosting. I was on a microphone. Yeah, so I'm not on radio.
That's crazy.
At that time, only the radio station people was hosting parties. So, man, that opened everything up for me, man.
That's crazy.
And now you doing trucking and got your own whole trucking company. You see how he started entrepreneurship? With a lie. You see that? You see how God works through? He works through even sin. You see that?
You can see
he
that.
Said, "I am a promoter."
Or you
that
could
was
call
a lie.
Or you could call a man. Or you could be called a manifestation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's like, I can.
Yeah. But you took an opportunity.
Yeah, no,
that,
for sure. For
that
sure.
I think that's like the most important thing is like you took the opportunity when it was presented in front of you, even though it came in a form that you weren't looking for.
Looking for
the opportunity. You were still open to that opportunity, you know.
And one big thing about entrepreneurship, I think we so hard on ourselves. We want to get it right. we want to, we're scared to lose.
You just it's have like, to start.
Just figure it out as you go. I just figured it out. You know what I'm saying?
I think doing this podcast has taught me that a lot. Yeah. It's like, because we really
no idea.
Have no, we still have no idea what we're doing. And it literally was just step by, okay, first get the name, then
get the logo,
LLC, then and get the logo, and then trademark, and then find a production company, and then find a location,
and then find a guest.
It was literally step by step. It wasn't like we just knew what we were doing.
Yep.
You start it and just make it better.
Yes.
Just keep making it better.
Yes.
Just make it better.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
I told my sister that recently because she had a job interview and she was so nervous. She went to like her little job interview, whatever. And I'm like, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Be honest. We lied on your resume. That's fine. Just, she done worked for Beast of Own Beauty for 6 years. Yes, she was the operations manager. Call me if you have any questions.
She can do the job.
She can do it. But basically, I was like, if they say, are you qualified for that? Can you do this? Can you do that? I say, just say, if you really can't, just be like, I'm committed to learning.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, I believe I can. I've never done that before, but I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, I'm a club promoter. It's like, I can do this.
Right.
Believe that you can do it, or at least put your foot, you know, the effort to do it. Yeah. Like, I was like, don't be like, oh, I don't know how to do that, or I can figure it out.
I can figure
it out. Yeah. You need a job. So you need to figure it out. You need to have a skill set that you.
Because anybody that's an expert at something, it was their first day doing it.
At some point. Yeah. And nothing happened. Never done it before.
Nothing happens. No, perfection isn't possible, but the practice, you can't get close to that without the practice. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be practical in practicing what you're trying to perfect.
What you're trying to do.
And the practicing is the thing, and taking a step at a time and trying and being okay to fail. And I think that's the hardest thing. It's like, you don't want to fail when you are. And I feel like I've experienced that with new entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I love having the security. Mm-hmm. Of a 9-to-5. Like, I love that.
I know what's coming. I know exactly how much I'm getting. I know what that looks like.
But stepping out on entrepreneurship and there's that fear of like, what if I fail at this? What if I invest all this money into this and I fail?
Mm-hmm. And just like we talked about with the two short show dates we have coming up, we put so much into, y'all, we could literally get a venue, put down some lawn chairs and be like, we're about to pod, but we want the experience. We invest in ourselves up front for the overall experience, right? So it's like, for these two shows, we're not making a lot of profit. Like, we don't, we're in the green by a dollar.
We're in the green, but the green is
the green is still little. You get what I'm saying? So just even that is like, taking that risk up front on yourself. We are making the investment now because we know, once again, we're going to be in arenas one day. We're going to be at the Invest Fest in front of 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, so just taking that risk and not being so caught up on the quick return.
Yeah.
It's longevity.
And it's going to take an investment. It's going to take sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, for you to get fired and then take a good chunk of the money that you had left.
And invest it.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Into what you haven't even proven that you could do yet. Like, that takes a lot
of faith
and belief in yourself, you know?
It's scary.
It is.
It's very scary. My brother Neo says it best, though. Like, we always scared about, like, what if it doesn't work? But what if it does
work? What if it does?
That's what you got to keep thinking about. Like, what if it does work?
What if it does?
It could get crazy.
Yeah.
So
how has entrepreneurship affected your relationships? I know you talked about it a little bit. We're going to get into romantic relationships too, because I want to talk about the dating phase and like dating as an entrepreneur. You got all this money now, and, you know, weeding out women that are there for the wrong reasons. Right. And even being a female is different. A woman is different. But even dating men, like, you know, we're successful.
Dudes are weird too.
They're weird.
Niggas will be around you to be around who you around and be around you because you got a name. And niggas is weird.
You're weird.
Just as much as women are weird. Niggas is weird.
Niggas is weird.
Niggas is weird. Niggas is weird. Niggas is weird, 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 weird. I'm sick of it.
Sick of it.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no.
And I'm experiencing that really for the first time.
Isn't that crazy?
You guys are weirdos.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're weird. But it's a little different because...
Do you think that about women? Do you be like, yo, you're weird?
But I think men be knowing. Like, men know. Mm-hmm. Men know women that are around just for money. Men know women that are around just for clout. Men know women...
But that doesn't get weird to you?
Okay. I don't know if the word is weird.
It's weird to me.
But men...
I'm aware. I'm very aware.
Okay.
Like, you can't fool me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes... They'll even pretend like you're getting over, like, But you know, you can't.
But why do y'all entertain women like that?
I think it helps their ego a little bit.
It helps theirs?
Men.
Do you feel like that?
A little bit. Having women around.
You know that there are women that are around you that are genuinely not interested in who you are as a person, but interested in what you can provide and what you can do.
Once I identify that, the days are numbered.
Okay.
The days are numbered. Seriously. Okay. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I feel like when we're dealing with humans and we're dealing with the opposite sex, I think that where we go wrong is we think that every girl that we date or every guy that you guys date, they're not supposed to be your husband or your boyfriend. Mm. Like, some people are in your life just for, I hate to say the cliche stuff, the season and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
You know, I feel like... Okay, I'm going to give you an example, right? I've never talked about this before. We're going to go there today. It's energy for me, right? When I decide, okay, if I want to hang out with you, you're funny, amazingly, genuinely funny. I might want to be around that type of energy tonight. Mm-hmm. I might want to laugh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the...
But it's like, that don't mean she's my wife or I'm trying to date her or go to
I've
that
had
level.
People that I went on a date with and we ended up getting some money together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love that.
You just got to, like... I think we set these unrealistic expectations sometimes on humans. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when I meet people, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's our purpose?
Mm-hmm. Whether it's this season, whether it's friendship, whether it's marriage.
Something long term. Yeah.
Do you want to get married one day?
I would like to.
Yeah.
I would like to. It's going to take a special girl, though.
I know.
Why you say that?
Oh, man. I think because I'm 40 now, I've worked on myself.
I'm stuck in my ways.
Not even that, but I've gotten to
nothing.
I've done a lot in these 40 years. You know what I'm saying? And I humbly speaking, I feel like I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
Well, that is for certain.
I bring a lot to the table. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely do.
And you're going to have to, like, you're going to have to really, it got to make sense for me at this point.
Yeah.
Are you more attracted to women who are, like, doing things or women who can just come support you in your purpose?
Support.
I don't think I would trust to be with an entrepreneur. I think he wants to be with a woman. But I can see that for you. I can see that for you. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like her to be smart and be able to, like, help me out in different things. Like,
for sure.
I don't like typing. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, I need an assistant that I can marry. So you need to be able to answer the calls and book the flights.
Yes.
I don't need you trying to start a business, babe.
Yeah.
I need you to be good at admin. Yeah, you got to be good at admin.
You don't got to be like super. What does she need to do? What does she need to do for you? Not for you externally, but what does she need to do internally for you? Like, what are the qualities that she would need to have?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm looking for this
in a woman, in my partner.
Cause you can get an assistant to type for you, to book the flights and you can do that. But like when it's just you at the end of the night, all the bills are paid, all the stuff is done. And
outside of what would make
Alex happy and whole?
Definitely somebody who's a good listener. Somebody who is nurturing for sure, supportive, patient, very patient, and understanding that I'm a super affectionate person, but I'm an only child, and sometimes I do like my space a little bit. So you know, especially now I'm getting ready to go on tour, I'm about to start traveling more. Just a woman that understands, even if you're not an entrepreneur, but you understand
that the
entrepreneur life, and you're not a headache. If I, you know what I'm saying? Cause, yo, some months I'm like, I got all the time in the world. We can hang out 5 times a week. I'll be on the phone. And then it's another month where it's like, you know, I've seen you 3 times.
Now, for sure. Are you the type of person that would take, like, you would take your wife with you and travel with you and stuff?
To some places.
Got you.
To some places.
Okay.
But I just need, when I do get busy, for you to understand that. Like, if when I have time, I'm going to make time for you. I'm talking about the dating stage. Like,
for sure.
I'm going to make time.
We're not married yet. You're not priority, babe.
So I think that'd be my biggest.
We're not married yet.
Yeah.
Give me a chance to think about the ring.
I still got to do stuff.
Yeah.
And you're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, because you know what I
You're getting
I do,
on my nerves.
It takes a lot of mental out of me to do what I do. You know, the pour in the people.
I already know.
So it's like, once I separate from that, my business life, if I'm draining myself, I can't come back and get drained from you too. Like, it got to feel like a vacation when I'm when I'm with you. I'm sorry.
I love how honest you were with that. He's like, yeah, I don't want to sit in the bed and talk about your dreams, babe. You're my assistant and you're my wife. But like,
that I understand.
Yeah,
that,
you know what you want. You're like, I need somebody that can come support what I'm building.
Absolutely.
And you're my purpose mate in the purpose that I have.
I get that.
And I also like another issue I'll be having too, I'm gonna be real, like with you know, the Instagram, like it's everybody on Instagram and you know, you see the moves I'm making. But I don't like all the time talking about that with
100%,
my personal relationship.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like
what you're doing, your businesses and stuff.
Like I ain't gonna lie, like I dated a girl who didn't have IG. And that was such a breath of fresh air. She didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
She didn't know what I had going
good.
On.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, for real? Like, it was so dope to me. So now I don't have to talk about
trucking and this party and this.
Or this,
and
this person. You know what I'm saying? This person.
And investment.
We don't
got to
talk about none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even had, I'm going to be real. I even had to have a conversation with my mother. My mother's my biggest fan. I love my mom to death. Only child. Just met my father. You know, we'll talk about
it. Yeah, I want to talk about
like,
that.
It was just me and her growing up. And like recently I had to have a conversation with her. Like, yo, you know, every time I come home and go visit her, she's, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Oh, I seen you speaking on stage. Oh, I watched this podcast when you said this. Oh, Alex, thank you for retiring. Like, I'm so proud of you. But it's like every time I'm coming back to the house,
that's all we're having dialogue
that's all we're
about.
And I had to have a real conversation. Like, yo, Ma, like, I just want my mom back.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Ma, I don't want to talk about what's on Instagram.
Wow.
Like, I know you got Instagram now, but I don't want to talk about that. Like, I want my mom back. Let's talk about the family. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think I think that we have to be mindful too that it's an adjustment for them.
It's
not easy for them. Because I'm kind of experiencing that a little bit with my family.
Yeah.
The more that I'm out there, the more that they're seeing me out there. And it's like, they're so proud.
They're proud, yeah.
And I get that, but it's like, I don't want to talk about
the podcast.
I don't want to talk about the podcast all day. I don't want to talk about what me and I talked about on the podcast.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about, I don't want to talk about that all the time. Now, I don't mind it
sometimes
but I don't want to make our relationship. I just want you to see me and I don't want you to see me because
Megan
of what I do.
Ashley, the celebrity now.
Yes, I don't want that.
Somebody's watching this can relate to that.
Yeah.
That's in this space, public figure, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's a real topic.
It's a balance, but I'm glad you did bring that up with your mom and you actually told her because I think they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I think
you
it's
said
a transition
they don't know.
For
it's a
them.
Transition. Yes.
And,
for them.
And they're so used to seeing you the way that you were, and now they're seeing you for who you are now, and that's an adjustment. And so there has to be like understanding, but you even having that conversation,
I had to
just be like, "Hey, I can't have that all the time,"
because I found myself not wanting to talk as much.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Se- I went through that. Yeah. I went through that. I'm like, I'm around my granny, my family, my this, my that. I don't want to be here. Like, now I feel like I'm back at work. Yeah. Or I feel like I'm back. I'm answering questions about wilding out and this and that. I'm like, Lord, that's all we're talking about. And that
responsibility, it kind of.
And I don't want y'all looking at me different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look at, we don't look at ourselves as celebrities.
At all.
Or Megan Ashley, the influencer, the celebrity, the entrepreneur, the B. Simone. When I go home, I don't want to be B. Simone.
You want to be Braylon. Mm-hmm.
What?
You want to be Alex.
You want to be Alex. Good energy.
You want to be Alex. I want to be Megan. Yeah. And that's, it's a transition. It's not, but I think that whole thing of like, to whom much is given, much is required. Yeah. It's like certain things that if it's been given to us, we're going to have to take a little bit more of that weight and be understanding for the ones that he didn't
100%.
Give it to. 100%. Because he didn't give it to them.
100%.
So that's
that is what it is. Pick your poison.
He didn't give it to them. Yeah. So if your mom wants to talk about it, say, all right, mom, we're going to give this 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
And then we're done.
Yep.
I do not want to talk about no more about business, no more about the show. But it's like giving them that, but then putting a limit.
Absolutely. Very important.
That's very, but that's helpful though. Yeah. That helped me.
Me too.
That's helpful.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I do be getting annoyed.
I'm like, now you brought up some old stuff I need to work on.
Yeah. I'm like, that does get a little annoying sometimes.
Yeah. You gotta bring it up.
It's like, okay, 10 more minutes.
And I was like, okay, maybe she's just gonna get used to it.
Yeah.
And then year two, she kept doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna have to have that talk.
Because as you get bigger and the more opportunities that you have,
the more
they're curious and the more they're proud.
Yep.
And try not to find offense in that.
Yeah.
Not be offended, not offense, but like annoyance.
It's
like, I'm annoyed.
Right, here comes a family select. It's like, don't say that. That's annoying to me.
Don't.
Miss Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's annoying to me.
Yeah. And it feels like it can be offensive, but you're not, you're not meaning it.
For sure. And but then it can be offensive. Is that annoying? And then, it's like, you just brought that back up.
But I think it's what you said. And I think it's what he said.
Yeah.
Is I just want you to see me. Yeah. I just want my mom back.
I just want my mom back.
Yeah.
Tell us about your dad. Let's go into that. Because you kind of
shared that publicly, which was insane.
That was wild. Y'all, Alex just met his father recently.
Biological father. Yeah. For the first time.
It was like the real first time. It's like, I never seen a picture.
What?
I never was on FaceTime. I never had a conversation with him. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, it build up to it. Like
chills.
When I met him, my best friend, shot them. My best friend, Jason, Mr. 2 weeks out. It was a void. It was a void that I had that I didn't realize that I had. It was affecting me in ways that I was unconscious about. Abandonment issues, commitment issues. But I'm thinking I'm fine. You know, I'd have made it. Like life is good. I'm doing well for myself. I ain't need him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was personally affecting me. And I decided that I was going to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? And my best friend set it up. He found one of my cousins on his side on Facebook or IG.
Mm-hmm.
And they set it up. And the meeting was
so you didn't have any dialogue previously?
No.
You let somebody else handle it?
Yeah, Jason and I set the whole thing. Wow. Jason and my cousin. Yeah. And long story short, they set it up for Prime 112 in Miami about 4 months ago. They said, yo, just fly down. This is the date. And we're going to take it from here. So it was, man, I can't
explain. The type of trust you have to let your friend completely deal with that.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
That's why you call to have good people in your life, man.
Yeah. But
it's so hard to explain the feeling of you about the first, for the first time, meet the person that created you.
That's crazy.
You understand? So I never forget, we was riding up Ocean Drive, headed towards Prime 112. He was already there with his family, and Jason's driving, my cousin's in the back.
And, you were nervous.
Yo, so we pulling up, and I never forget, because Jason was on the driver's side, he was able to see in front of Prime 112 before I was, because it was a car right here. And then he stopped. He's like, yo, Alex. He was like, yo, bro, I'm looking at your father right now.
Oh my God.
I couldn't see him yet because the way the car was.
Oh my God.
He was like, I know that's him. He's like, ooh, he got your nose. He said that's your dad. Yo, I almost hopped out the car without opening the door.
Wow.
Like, I wanted to jump through the glass. We pulled up.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
We pulled up in front of Prime 112. I got out the passenger side. And I seen him standing there, and I just seen him start wiping his eyes. He just like literally immediately started like, and I just beelined right to him. At first, I was going to shake his hand. And then the shake hand turned into a hug. And as I stepped back, I just looked in his eyes and it was just teary eyed. And, and it was at that moment my guard went down because I felt the genuineness. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what his energy was going to be like. But when I saw those tears in his eyes, I knew that. I felt that warmness.
Wow, Alex.
Yeah, it was heavy.
How many other do you have any other siblings?
He got a daughter.
Wow. Okay.
He got a daughter.
So why were y'all? Why was he not in your life for your?
I mean, have you guys talked about that?
Yeah, we have. Okay. So I had to ask all the hard questions.
Lord.
I had to ask all the hard questions, and you know, obviously, that was one of the questions that I asked.
And you asked those the day you guys met.
Yeah, if I went 12. Dang, wow. Y'all got me.
It's okay.
That's so,
I'm so proud of you.
Man, that's insane.
I'm so proud of
I'm
you,
so
Alex.
I'm so proud of you, Alex.
Oh, I love you so much. I'm so proud
of
you.
Do you know
you.
How strong you are
that
for doing
major.
That?
That is major. Even you being vulnerable right now, shedding a tear, like you are a 40-year-old black man that is being vulnerable on camera in front of an audience and decided to go heal past trauma.
And not be resentful. Like,
what?
You hugged him.
Yeah, it was tough.
Like, you weren't, it doesn't sound like you were angry at him at all.
Not at all.
You wanted to love him. You wanted that love from him. Like, that is dope. That is fire.
Thank you.
Dang, like, y'all got me mad.
We love you.
But right, that's insane.
Insane. And that's something to be proud about. That's something to be proud about. Like, that's major, major,
you know
major.
I did it. I did it. It was deeper than me. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I wasn't reaching my full potential.
You had because to you had it. that guard up.
Unknown. The what ifs, the unknown.
Ooh, that's powerful. That's
and
powerful.
And I know there's so many people that depend on me. So I was like, I'm selling myself short and I'm selling.
It is affecting everybody.
Man.
And I'm like, even if we don't become like the son, father, you know,
relationship,
the traditional,
yeah.
At least I could close that chapter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I asked him all the hard questions and he answered them like a real one.
Good.
You know,
Was there any type of regret that you felt
obviously,
from him?
You know what he said? And I had a feeling. It's so funny because as I became... the person that I am today is my brand went, you know, grew and, I became out there. I was like, yo, he probably intimidated.
Mm.
He probably, like, I felt like it's so funny because I wanted to become successful for so long just so I could prove to him I ain't need him.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
But then it kind of backfired because when I started making all this noise in the world, that made him even more intimidated to even reach out to me.
To reach out.
Because he thinking like, damn, if I reach out to him now.
He going
to
think it's because he's successful, because he got money.
You know,
yep.
So I'm thinking this before I met him. But then I asked him, I said, yo, bro, like, every Father's Day that went by, you ain't think about your boy? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you ain't, every year, I know you just heard about me or you didn't see my ad at least. Like,
something.
I'm outside. And he was like, Alex, I watched all your interviews.
Wow. That's going to make me cry. That makes me cry.
He was like, y'all watched all your interviews. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And I think the thing that is like crazy is that he worked so hard to prove that he didn't need his dad, but couldn't get to that next level
without
his dad.
Without it.
Like, not that you needed him, but there was something you needed from him.
You
needed. Like, you still needed him.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, what, I don't know, an opportunity that is for both of you.
A beautiful
because
opportunity.
Because he might have thought you didn't need him.
Yeah.
But you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it was just for that one encounter, that one moment to just say.
Close that.
Yeah, you still needed him.
And he needed you.
And what you did was not just unlock something for you, but you taking the initiative and being
Jesus.
A leader unlocked it for everyone connected to your life.
Yep.
And you putting yourself out there and risking yourself to say that this isn't just for me, but
everyone attached to me.
So I'm going to put myself in this uncomfortable position where I could be hurt even more, but I'm going to do that because it's bigger than me.
Yep.
That's that, like, you know, I don't care how much money you have. That, that's your legacy.
Yeah.
I don't care how many trucks you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you just did, that is far more impactful and has way more equity than anything else monetary.
100%.
I didn't realize it until the next day when I finally opened up my inbox. I seen all these men in my inbox.
What? Grown men.
crying, man, sending me videos, bro. I'm about to call my dad now. Ooh. I'm about to call my kids. It was double edged. It was the dudes that never met their father. Like, I'm gonna put my pride aside. I'm gonna finally go reach out to my man. Wow. And then it was the fathers who went in their kids' life that was like, nah, I'm about to make it right now because of that.
That, Alex, you have no idea.
Purpose. I love that.
And I told my little brother, I ain't about to be calling you daddy and all that right now. You know what I'm saying?
What's your name? You said I was feeling
it. I said, but we gonna start as friends.
Yeah.
And we just gonna vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
have you guys been able to maintain connection since then?
Text, still in contact, texting every now and then.
He texted me happy birthday for the first time. Aww. Like, that was crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Wow.
What did that feel like?
Wow.
To finally get that text from your dad.
Just more complete, man.
Yeah.
To get the text from my mom and my dad, happy birthday. That was crazy. You know, so 40 was just a monumental year.
Yeah.
That's why you was not worried about that rain. Okay. He was like, I am good. We were at Alex's party and it was raining.
It was raining. Yeah. He was outside. Calm. He was so chill. Nice. He slipped and fell, got up.
He did slip and fall and he got right back up.
Yeah.
You were just a G.
He said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm rich.
Your dad texted me.
That's all I needed.
I was on a high. You know, but wow. Yeah, 40 is a year to remember, man. So much happened in 40.
Yeah. But before 40, when was your birthday?
July 9th.
So it just passed earlier this year. You had went through it because we go into Tulum. You like before you almost didn't thought you wasn't gonna make it to 40. What happened out there?
Did you hear something that happened with your jewelry? Like, what happened to you?
We got bipped. We went to California.
I am never visiting the southern. Wait, is that Southern California or is Northern California?
I was like, what city y'all want us to come to? They were like, come to Oakland, come to Sacramento.
I said, I would never.
I will not. Y'all don't have to meet us in LA.
My feet will never touch the land of Sacramento, Oakland, or Berkeley.
We landed and we had all our stuff in a rental. We talked about it on the pod already, but they got robbed. They robbed our rental car, but it wasn't. We weren't robbed at gunpoint. Okay. They broke into the rental car. We weren't there. We came back.
Shoot, if we had been there.
Okay, tell us what happened.
So this year, you know, I talked about 40 just being a crazy year. Like, I started my year in Tulum. Like, I had never been to Tulum. I let everybody go to Tulum. Like, just so hyped up at first during the pandemic. You know, I was like, I'm going to let all y'all go.
Get it out the way so I can go by myself.
So I finally went. Top of the year. And, you know, it was dope. I forgot what the name of the spot we stayed at. But I never forget the second day we was there. I was with, you know, a lady that I was dealing with at the time. And we went to the tourist spot, the strip, where all the shops and the restaurant was at. And, you know, I ain't go too crazy. I think I just had like as a matter of fact, I had this on. I had this. I just had a plain Jane Rolly. Because I know I was going to be taking
pictures.
Plain Jane Rolly.
Ain't nothing plain Jane about a Rolly.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew he was going to be taking pictures, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, it's a strip where all the tourists is at. So I'm like, all right, cool. We ain't going into the hood or nothing like that. So we go out there. We go to this restaurant. We eating. And then these kids walked in the back of the restaurant to us. And I don't know if they were selling water or what they was doing. But, you know, I always do this. When I see kids in third world countries, I always show love. So I might have given them like $100 a piece. It was like four of them. Gave them like $100 a piece. They was all excited. They took pictures with me and all that. So I'm like, all right, cool. I did my good deed for the day. We leave out of the restaurant.
I did what I had to do. Yeah, and so nobody else asked me for nothing.
So we leave out the restaurant and then we start to go look for some more souvenirs. And we walk into this one store and it was me, her, and just the two guys that worked in the store. I never told the story before. We in there looking for stuff to buy. And then a guy just walks in there. And it was like slow motion. I seen him come in there. But for some reason, my eyes never unlocked from him. I just kept looking at him. Mm. And then he just pulled out his gun. He pulls out his gun on me. And he's like waving it between me and her.
Jesus.
But then he focuses on me. So at this point, I'm like, wow, this is really happening. This is the first time this has ever happened to me before. Mm. Right? I'm like, wow, this is what this feel like. Like, this is what this feel like. This is what I've been hearing about.
What you see in the movies. That's crazy.
I said, Alex, think. I said, I know he wants. So I go for my chain. My chain was actually tucked in. I take the chain off. I hand it to him. All right, God, he don't leave. He's still on me. I'm like, ah, watch. I take my watch off. I give it to him. And then he finally leaves.
But did he say anything?
He didn't speak English. He was just yelling.
It's one thing to be robbed. Now I'm being robbed in a language I can't understand.
So
hold on.
But check this out. As it's happening,
please.
As it's happening, though, this the kick. As it's happening, I'm like, yo, you know what? I had this sense of calmness over me, though. And I knew. I said, yo, this man ain't gonna shoot me.
Not me. Now, I don't know about her.
No.
I'm covered. Now, I don't know what relationship you got with the Lord, but if he pulls his trigger, it's going to be on you.
No.
Baby girl, you're going to have fun in Tulum now. You got your little trip.
Nah. Yo, you funny.
It's like,
yo, for sure, I'm covered by the blood.
He said, now, I know for me.
Me.
This is not how I'm done.
That is not my wife. We are not one flesh.
You're funny.
I'm covered. I don't know about you. You got to seek out your own salvation, baby.
You have to seek ye first the kingdom.
Yourself. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Ooh, I know that's right.
Alex said, I know I'm not dying like this.
Yeah.
Ooh, confidence.
Confidence. That blessed me.
You know what it was? It wasn't even confidence. It was that I have never in my life felt that connected to God before.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
He said, yep.
40, I never in my life felt that connected.
I believe it.
Ooh, it's like you knew he said, you ain't about to die.
As it's happening, I don't know this man. And I knew that he was not going to shoot me. I was not scared.
You knew.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I was not scared. Do you hear him?
That's crazy. A gun in your face. Yeah, I hear him.
I didn't yell. I didn't scream. I didn't cower. I just said, here you go, bro. Here you go.
Ooh, wee.
And you,
I seen him taking it and walking out before he actually took it and walked out. I already seen him walking out. So check this out. I had all my...
That gives me chills.
Check this out. I had all my jewelry insured. Except this. I had just got this and I just hadn't got around to it. I was procrastinating. I had not... And short this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you how God works. As he's running out.
He drops it. You dummy.
He dropped it.
And this is the only thing I didn't have insured.
Ooh, God is good.
He dropped
it. Alex, did you praise Jehovah Jireh?
Did I? So.
That is Jehovah wild.
So he didn't. He dropped
did
this.
Did you praise him?
Did you praise
him? Of course I did.
Ooh, Elohim.
I didn't leave my resort.
My God. Duh.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I didn't leave my resort for the rest of the time.
I know that's right.
And I'm probably never going to go to Tulum again. I'm going to just be real, which is a bad taste
in
my
life. We have to go Friday.
But
you know, if you're watching this.
Be mindful.
Don't take nothing with you. Just leave it all at home. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. And it made me tighten up even here. Like now, I went and got the safety deposit box. I don't keep it at the house anymore.
Yep.
You understand? Like you just
being smarter. It. Yes. It's not worth it.
And all I could think about was like, yo, this man, didn't even know, you know, and not to speak too highly of myself, but I'm like, yo, you even know who you sticking that gun at. You don't even know like what's connected to me, like what I got, how much people I help. Mm-hmm. You just looking at the Rolex, you don't even know the person that's wearing the Rolex has helped so many people.
Yeah.
Got so many people that
if you came up to me, I would have gave you a couple dollars. I would have helped, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I just gave these kids $100.
Yeah, man. So if you watching this, all my fellas, man, just, you know, get you a safety deposit box. Don't keep it at the crib.
Be smart.
You know, and then, you know, just move militant. That's all I'm going to say. I move militant. I ain't going to share it, but just know I'm covered.
Right. I know that's right.
I'm covered by God and other things.
And other things. Don't play with me.
He said, I was so calm.
I was calm.
And I thought about if that was me.
You would.
I said, okay. Be still. Please. No. CCC. I know Jesus is real, but Jesus, think about it. Think about it. Jesus is watching. He's looking at you right now, my friend.
Jesus.
It's my friend.
Jesus.
My friend.
A gun in your face? A gun.
I've never.
If you're going to do it, do it.
And you know, I left
it. Blow me out of fucking misery. Please. Don't aim correctly. Make it quick. Do not graze me. Do not make me suffer. Now, you hold it right.
I feel like you're that crazy. I honestly believe that. I believe it. You are a psychopath.
If you shoot me, kill me.
Oh, you better kill me.
I better not be laying there gasping. Do it quick.
I mean.
I'm like, wait now.
I don't even want to have a thought. You need to take all my thoughts.
This is crazy.
I need no memory. I need no memory of what you've done to me. I better be dead, or I better wake up and not remember.
And I better wake up well.
And I mean,
walking. Oh, Lord. I'm glad you come. Because, baby, what the girl do?
Was she screaming?
Yeah. She, you know,
I'm glad you wasn't with me. And we wouldn't be here.
Braylon did something to piss that man off. He was like, you know what? Pow, pow. You're getting on my nerves. I wasn't even planning on killing you, but you're fucking annoying.
Now you made nervous. Funny. Oh, that was an accident. Fuck.
We're not making light of this girl, at all. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Had we been in it, it would have been a little bit more funny.
Is what I'm saying. You know, I'm a comedian now, and I imagine myself there, and it was not like that. He took it off. Lee, does anybody have scissors?
Where is a drawer?
Wait, help me take this off. Help me. What did the girl do?
She sat there. Nah, she was pleading with him not to shoot me.
Please, please. She was saying, please, please.
She was a G about
it. Por favor.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
We'll forever be cool for
I know, that's
for
right.
For sure.
Yeah. She's like, she's for good sure. For the rest of her life.
I love
she
it.
She's set
life.
Up in a penthouse in Buckhead.
Not gonna lie, I love it for life, though. For sure.
He said, well, she got my love now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you done been through it, and that was all this year.
All this year.
You done.
But it was some good stuff, too.
No, sure. I'm saying those are great things, though. You kept your life.
Yeah.
You met your father. Yeah. You had your 40th birthday.
Yeah, party
you
of the year.
You finished your house.
You finished your home. Like, you
is it done now?
95%.
What else is it?
The bathroom's almost done, and I think I'm gonna do my kitchen, but I'm gonna wait.
Okay, Alex, the kitchen is new.
I know, but
there's nothing you need to do to the kitchen.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait, but I got something I want to do to it. I'll show you the rendering.
Okay, show you. Yeah.
I'll show you the rendering later.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you for coming, Alex. Before we go, we do know for sure. But tell us quickly about your new business venture with
I cannot wait.
Can I say that?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
With?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay, I was saying DJ Kelly.
It's the, before I get into that, I just wanted to let people know, like, you know, a lot of people know me for trucking.
Mm-hmm.
I also opened up a restaurant with my partners 3 months ago, last year.
And we still haven't been there.
Got to come for sure, crew Alpharetta. But what I'm real big in investing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real big on investing, especially doing things that have nothing to do with my brand as far as my popularity and all that good stuff. Like, I just think that's super, super important. So for my 40th birthday, instead of buying, you know, a car or a Rolex and all that other stuff, I decided that I want to invest in the business. I want to do the biggest investment that I ever did into something that was going to be colossal.
Yeah.
And the basketball version of Top Golf is called Jump Shot Live.
That's so cool.
And it's going to be amazing. It's the basketball version of Top Golf.
So it's not going to be a basketball game, just like Top Golf isn't a golf game. It's going to be more about shooting.
Okay. Yeah. I can't get into the details.
Yeah.
But it's a dope twist to it.
Okay. And cool.
Is it more like horse or is it more like knockout?
It's addictive. That's what I'm going to tell you. It's addictive. I flew out to Seattle before I made the investment and actually played on the prototype.
Wow.
And it's going to be addictive. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Have you guys decided where you're putting it
yet? So that's the thing. We're trying to decide between Atlanta and Dallas right now. I obviously want to come to Atlanta because it's where I live. But
Tim's from Dallas. He's like, come to Dallas.
Yes, between Dallas. And that was where the first Top Golf was actually at.
Dallas? Yes. Wow. So
they're pulling data right now, trying to figure out what's best. But I would love for it to be in Atlanta, y'all. Yeah. But
Atlanta don't need no more reason for anybody to move here, though.
Atlanta don't need nothing else. Put it out in
Alpharetta or put it in the suburbs.
I don't care. Come up this here?
To Cobb County. That'd be nice.
Right. Come my way.
And I just want to shout out to my business partners, Akil, Yusuf, Brooklyn Johnny, Tabidi, and y'all might know him, DJ Khaled.
It's going to be dope.
So I'm excited about that. And, I'm still going to be in this trucking. Trucking changed my life. So I'll never not be doing trucking. I'm always going to teach it. We got the biggest
course. Alex said he was going to get us a truck, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to work it out, man.
He said, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
But, we've trained the most people in the country. Wow. Over 40,000 students.
How many?
Over 40,000 have came through our platform and learned how to do this trucking game.
Amazing.
It's continuing to grow. We teach people how to do it the right way the first time. And again, it's just an industry that it ain't sexy. It ain't the sexiest industry.
Right.
We could come in there and make it a little.
Yeah. But it's necessary. The world don't exist without them trucks.
Yeah, for sure.
Your food in your supermarkets.
Everything. Your furniture, come on a truck.
Real estate don't exist without trucks.
Wow. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The materials to get there to build the houses got to come on a truck. So
I love trains. Why do we still have trains? Are they transporting stuff?
Yeah, they're transporting
stuff. That is necessary.
Correct.
Okay, I'm just wondering because I used to live behind a train.
What is this? What are y'all taking?
What are you doing?
Never seen a train. A train can't pull up to Walmart and unload at Walmart.
Right. Take it off the train to the truck to the.
Yeah.
Trucking is always going to be
Shout out to all my students, anybody that has supported me over the last 5-6 years. Just thank you for making us number one, goodenergyworldwide.com.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming on our platform.
We love you.
Yeah, we getting ready to do something.
I can't wait. We can't. We can't tell them about what we're doing on the 13th, right?
Oh my God.
We can't tell them.
It's so major.
It's going to be dope, but we can't tell
you guys.
It's at his house, though.
He letting us use his house. I'm like, Alex, please. He said yes so quick. I'm like, for real?
Because we didn't have anyone else to ask.
No one.
We can't use my backyard.
I stay in a building. We can't use mine. I ain't got one.
Yeah, if we use my backyard, it would look like we were camping.
Just know after y'all see it, y'all going to have to step y'all.
I can't wait. The 13th,
filming something amazing. The bar
and y'all
will
won't
be
know
set.
Anything. Y'all won't even know what this is until a long time. But just know, it's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be so dope. It's major.
And Alex is letting us use
and you're
house,
a part of it.
So
you're part of the conversation.
We're so proud.
It's a pleasure.
So before we go, what do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure? We did this at Invest Fest too. We always end the episodes like this.
Yeah. I'm going to be real, what I know for sure, right? And this is, I'm speaking to all the aspiring entrepreneurs, to the people that just got into entrepreneurship. You're trying to find your way. You're trying to figure it out. What I know for sure is that first million is your hardest. That first one is the hardest, y'all. So I want you to get in your bag. I want you to just go hard, because once you get that first one, the conversations change.
You got the formula now. Yeah.
The network changes.
Yeah.
And now you start getting opportunities that you can now act on. That's going to help you get million number two and million number three. I'm telling you right now, you know, you might get a call with an opportunity to invest in something like a jump shot. And if you have that investment put to the side to be able to make that investment, that's how the rich keep getting richer, y'all. So work on that first one. Keep going. And again, that first million is the hardest. After that, money's going
to
be chasing you.
I can't wait till we hit.
I know.
What? It's coming. I can't wait to see that in the account.
Just
it's
coming. See it. Liquid. See it.
I got liquid. And I'm going
to
be
And I used to hear about that all the time. I used to hear that even
next
before,
year for sure.
That the first one was the hard. I kept hearing that. And then it happened. And then I was like, wow, they was real. They was for real. Conversations change. Opportunities change.
Mindset changes. Yes. And once you see it, it's like, okay, your mindset changes more. Yeah.
Love that. Yep. What are you saying no to for sure?
What I'm saying no to, I'm not going to lie to you. I actually prepared for this. I knew y'all were going to ask me that. Right?
Let me see it.
I wrote it in my notes. What I'm saying no to is living life for other people.
Good.
I think we've all fell into that trap of wanting to impress people, wanting to satisfy people, and it puts so much stress on us.
Yeah.
Once I got to a point where, and not even being selfish, but once you get to a point where it's like, yo, you really living for yourself and doing what makes you happy unapologetically, once you get freed, man, life different, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you stop caring about the opinions so much, when you stop
everybody
reading the comments. Thing.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's you stop them going comments. The comments. I'm still working on that.
It's hard.
I'd be like.
But when you get to that
when you
point,
get out of there, it don't matter.
When you're comfortable with yourself, and you know, regardless of what anybody's saying about you, you know who you are. Yep. You know that you will.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's
so
it.
I'm saying no to that. Like, I'm in my own zone. I'm in my own zone.
They got me though. Yeah, come on, old school. It's that party promoter.
Yeah, man.
I know for sure that God has a calling on your life. And you just set so many people free in this episode. Thank you so much for, I'm going to say it again, being a Black man at 40 on camera, being vulnerable. Like, I am so
afraid. It's like, don't do it.
It's okay.
No,
it's you even allowing it. Yeah. And, you know, we just need more representations of that for our community. And I thank you for being that. I know for sure that you got more purpose to fulfill.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I'm
saying I'm saying no
to getting robbed,
to overreacting in stressful situations. I need to practice that.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, what would you do?
I feel like I would have been calm
for
just
sure
because I don't panic in stressful situations.
Yeah.
But
ooh wee, I'm saying no to that. Relax.
So like, how do
relax.
You practice that?
You gotta act it out.
So we should try to act out some stressful situations in Tulum, and let's put you through the practice.
But it's like, don't tell
I'm
me
I'm going
no.
to look forward to scaring you as much as I can.
My sister scared me this morning. Literally.
It's like,
until I get to the point where I'm like, keep doing it.
There you go.
Because like, I'm at fear.
Yeah. What you drive it out. Drive that thing out of you.
Yeah.
Urge it out.
I'm saying no to that.
All right. Well, I know for sure, I know that God is just so interesting in how he chooses to use us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we think it might have been in one way, but he shows up in another way. And that really becomes the purpose more than how it got you there sometimes. And trusting us with your vulnerability.
Thank you.
Means a lot because we want this to be a place, not just for women to be vulnerable, but we want men to be vulnerable because we care about our community.
As a whole.
Not just women, not just, you know, not just millennials, but we care about our community. So thank you for your vulnerability.
Thank you.
And trusting us with that and feeling safe to do so.
Yeah.
The circle's gonna laugh at me. They always say, I always cry.
Y'all can come on here too.
Yeah,
cry,
y'all come on here. Come on
like
and cry.
And then I'm gonna say no to not celebrating the vulnerability in men when I see it. I want to acknowledge it and celebrate it every time I
That's
see
dope.
It, and not treat it as common because it's not common.
Yeah.
And I want us to normalize that.
Yeah.
I want us to be a part of normalizing celebrating the vulnerability in men, especially in Black men as Black women. Mm-hmm. So
I love that. I know. I love that. Thank love you, Alex.
We love you. Energy. We'll be there in a couple of days.
We'll see you in a couple of days. Oh my God, it's going to be so major, y'all. Y'all wait till y'all see this. And
make sure you follow Alex on all his platforms.
He's so inspiring.
If you're interested in trucking, make sure that you get his courses. Yeah. Just everything he's doing, make sure you follow it.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Pleasure. Bye. See you next week.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.